Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 22, The Process of Devotional Service, beginning with, I think perhaps text 81. Tatikshava Karunika Surida Sarvadehana Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. Translation. Devotees are always tolerant, forbearing, and very merciful. They're the well-wishers of every living entity. They follow the scriptural injunctions, and because they have no enemies, they're very peaceful. These are the decorations of devotees. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.21, when the sages headed by Shonaka inquired about Kapiladev, the incarnation of Godhead. Sutta Goswami, who was the topmost devotee of the Lord, quoted talks about self-realization between Vidura and Maitreya, a friend of Vyasadeva's. During these talks, the topic of Lord Kapila had come up, and at that time, Maitreya had repeated Kapiladev's discussions with his mother, wherein the Lord states that attachment to material things is the cause of conditioned life. When a person becomes attached to transcendental things, he is on the path of liberation. This is a very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the important verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Lord Kapila to his mother Devahuti in this 25th chapter of the third canto. Lord Kapila is explaining the process of devotional service and the very important factors in that process. And, well, from different angles of vision, the results, the effects of rendering devotional service, and like that. So here, he is describing the characteristics of the devotees, not just any devotees, but the very advanced devotees. Very advanced devotees, that they have very extraordinary characteristics. Even in the face of great cause for disturbance and anxiety, but they're very tolerant, very forbearing, and they don't think in terms of returning one bad turn with another bad turn. If someone mistreats them somehow, then they're very tolerant to tikshiva. And then on top of that, not only are they very tolerant, but karunika. They're very merciful, even to those persons who were harassing them. The very classic example in that regard, of course, is the Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakura, who was whipped in some 23 marketplaces very, very viciously beaten, mistreated extremely severely. And of course, no ordinary person could have even withstood that, even half of that. Generally, people would leave their bodies if they were given that type of treatment. They would leave their bodies before they reached the halfway point. But Srila Haridas Thakura, being a very great transcendental personality, he was able to withstand that for all 23 marketplaces, and then finally when they reached the end, he was feeling fine. He was not at all feeling even the slightest inconvenience. He was quite fresh and ready to do it again, perhaps. Some very austere and strong devotees, when they do Govardhan Parikrama, they finish, and then what do? They do it again. That is quite something. So, Srila Haridas Thakura, he was so tolerant, so forbearing, that he was not the slightest bit agitated or disturbed or feeling that these people are my enemies and as such they deserve very strong treatment, chastisement from me. If I get the chance, I will be lurking around some corner somewhere in the near future, and then I will get that, those people, and repay them. Not at all. Haridas Thakura, when they finished going around those 23 marketplaces, he was feeling quite fresh and peaceful. But those soldiers who had been beating him and whipping him so severely, of course they were exhausted, completely exhausted, and they were in great anxiety, and they told him that we have failed to kill you, so now our punishment will be that we will be killed because we failed in our duty. So Haridas Thakura, he was so not only tolerant, not only forbearing, but so merciful, that when he heard that, he immediately thought, oh, this is very bad. I cannot have that happen on my account. So he voluntarily left his body. That's a very well-known story. Haridas Thakura, such a great Vaishnava, and exhibiting in the most exemplary ways the characteristics mentioned here. And this verse is saying that these different characteristics, of course, they're not easily achieved. They're not easily achieved. One, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that as sugar cane or sugar cane juice is purified by fire, heating and heating and heating, and that sugar cane juice, if you're familiar with that, it's dirty. Kind of blackish, greenish color, something like that. But they heat it and heat it and heat it, and it becomes purified. And in the end, you get these clear crystals. No sign of contamination, and any of the extra things which were inhibiting the sweetness, which is the natural characteristic of that substance, all those other things which were mixed in with it, they're all gone. And so there's simply unadulterated sweetness. Yeah. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that as sugar is purified by, or sugar cane juice, purified by heating it by fire, so the devotee becomes purified through the fire of ordeal, and having to do so many things which are very demanding, actually, and which push the devotee, encourage the devotee in the direction of developing these qualities. Devotees get many opportunities to learn tolerance. Yeah. And that is Krishna's mercy. And gradually as they become more tolerant and peaceful, and on top of that, even merciful to those who are perhaps not treating them very nicely, then that is very good. That means they are advancing in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, Lord Kapila says here, sadhava, sadhu, bhushana. These are not just the characteristics of a devotee, but these are the ornaments, the natural ornaments of a devotee that decorate the devotee. So when you meet that devotee and you see that devotee and you get to know that devotee a little bit, then you can relish those qualities and characteristics and admire them in a very wonderful way, very pleasing and satisfying way. The transcendental version of some person, materialistic person, who's decorated up very nicely, painted up nicely, and all sorts of bangles and jingles and jangles and different bits and pieces hanging from all the different possible places they could hang and all that sort of thing. And this may look very impressive. And so the ordinary people may think, oh, just see. Of course, this is very superficial only. But the devotees appreciate, when they see these qualities in other devotees, they appreciate how nice, how wonderful. And they relish that, they enjoy that, seeing the wonderful qualities of the devotees. So, the idea here actually is that we're hearing, of course, the different qualities of the devotees. But the point eventually, Prabhupada says here at the end of the purport, that attachment to material things is the cause of conditioned life. But when a person becomes attached to transcendental things, he's on the path of liberation. So actually the point is that we should become attached to such devotees. Sri Srinathai Gaura Hari Ki, Sri Srinathai Sachi Siti. We should become attached to such devotees. Just as in material life, people become attached to different other materialistic people who may be physically good-looking or the type of person who is charismatic in terms of their personality and the way they conduct themselves, full of bright ideas and inspiring ideas, that type of person people gravitate towards in material life. They become attached to that type of person. Or they become attached to material things generally. Money, comfortable living, nice facilities, nice motor car, nice clothing, and so on and so forth. We all know. So people on the material platform, they become attached to these things and those types of people, and as a result, their material existence develops further. They become more entangled. So Srila Prabhupada says that when a person, however, becomes attached to transcendental things, then that person, that devotee, who is becoming attached like that, moves step by step further down the path back to Godhead. So that is very nice. Therefore, we find the next verse is going to continue, and the next verses, in fact, are going to continue this theme, the importance, the value, the result of becoming attached to devotees, nicely attached, and diving into that ocean of transcendental association. So the next verse is also Srimad Bhagavatam. It is 5.5.2. Mahatsevam dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam mahantas te sama chita prashanta vimanyava surada sadavo ye. Translation. It is the verdict of all shastras and great personalities that service to a pure devotee is the path of liberation. By contrast, association with materialistic people who are attached to wealth, to material enjoyment, and women is the path of darkness. Those who are actually devotees are broad-minded, equal to everyone, and very peaceful. They never become angry, and they're friendly to all living entities. This is a very nice point. Very nice verse. We have to serve the pure devotees. If we regularly take that up as a program of activity, then that will open the path to liberation, or help us further down the path to liberation, to go back to Godhead. So what does that mean? Who are these pure devotees? One time, Srila Prabhupada, right at the very beginning, some of you may know, Srila Prabhupada was asked, right back, there were perhaps 10 centers or less than 10 centers in ISKCON. It was sometime in the late 60s, perhaps. One person asked Srila Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are there in ISKCON? An interesting question. Srila Prabhupada asked his assistant next to him, how many devotees do we have now? And the devotee said, well, in New York we have 50, Montreal we have 20, San Francisco we have 30, and various places, and they added it up, came to about 300. Srila Prabhupada said, we have 300 pure devotees in this country. And of course, those were the early days. Those were the early days where the temple president would nowadays, he wouldn't be the temple president. He would be a junior devotee. We would pat him on the back and encourage him. But not like that prominent, important post, someone to be taken very seriously, not so much. Very junior, not very knowledgeable. But Srila Prabhupada said like that. So now there is this series of verses. Lord Chaitanya speaks, and they're very nice. Glorifying the association of the devotees as a vital, practically the foremost vital element in our lives, if we are to actually advance in Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti janma mula haya sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme tenho puna mukhya anga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. Yeah. So first of all, Krishna bhakti janma mula. That the root of the birth of your Krishna Bhakti. Haya Sadhu Sangha. That is, association with devotees. And then, Krishna Prema Janme. That thing which gives birth to your Krishna Prema. Your love for Krishna. Topmost. Coming to the topmost platform. Then, Teno Puna Mukhya Anga. Again, Mukhya Anga. Mukhya means chief, main thing. Anga, the main principle, the main part, main limb of the different things which are there in your life in devotional service. So, Puna Mukhya Anga. Again. It's the main element. And this is directly Lord Chaitanya himself speaking. So we should never underestimate this point. And never underestimate the devotees. Srila Prabhupada once was lecturing on talking about this subject. And he said, you should never mistreat a devotee. He said, like the devotee sitting next to you, you don't know who he may be. He may be Narada Muni. He may not be also, but it's very important. Sadhu Sangha. Bhava Pavargo Brahmato Yadava Vej Janasya Taryachuta Satsamagama Satsangamo Yarhi Tadaiva Sadgato Paravare She Twai Jayate Rati. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Associates with devotees, his attraction for you is awakened. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees, and the Lord of the universe. So when Krishna feels that you are ready enough, or a little bit qualification is there, or like this, so then some arrangement may be made. Or, yeah, then that person gets an opportunity, the verse says, Lord Chaitanya says. They get an opportunity to associate with devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, there's one time when Srila Prabhupada was talking about how rare this opportunity is. In Bhagavad Gita, of course, Lord Krishna says, Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati siddhayam yatatamapi siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Out of many thousands amongst men, one man never for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. That perfection, of course, which is being initially described, that means Brahman realization, actually. Yeah. And out of many people who have come to the spiritual platform, in other words, very few actually become Krishna conscious in truth. Nicely, Krishna conscious. So Srila Prabhupada once was discussing this point. And he said that the likelihood of you entering the association of devotees, getting the association of devotees, meeting the devotees, is something like if you have a great ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, and on one side is Durban, next side is Perth. You cannot swim that. You cannot swim. Even if you're an Olympic champion, you cannot swim that. So anyway, but there may be some turtle there, swimming around. Sometimes he's this side, sometimes he's that side. Swimming around in the ocean. Big, big ocean. And also in that ocean there is one plank. Piece of wood, which happens to have a hole in it, just big enough for the turtle's head to come up through without touching the sides, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada explained that somehow it may happen. That turtle may come up for air sometime, and that plank of wood may just happen to be there, and the hole may just happen to be there, at the very spot where the turtle's head just happens to come up. Not by arrangement, somehow the turtle does that. He just comes up and his head just goes through the hole. Just like that. Without touching the side. And then he goes down. So Srila Prabhupada said, that is something like the likelihood that we may enter the association of devotees, get the association of devotees, and be benefited in these ways. In other words, by material standards, you could say there's no chance. There's no chance. It's hardly possible that you could calculate what the chances are. One in many, many millions or billions or something like that. In other words, there's effectively no chance. So, sometime a person gets that opportunity, that rare opportunity. And we are all, you're all such persons. But just consider how fortunate, how extremely fortunate. However, Maya is so strong. Maya Paritagyana. Maya is so strong, she steals our intelligence, steals our knowledge. And so sometimes we are thinking that these devotees who I'm associating with, they're not so nice. I'd rather not associate with them. Yeah. That very thing which has been said to be the key on all levels, from the very first level to the very top level, that very thing which is the key, which is so rarely obtained, incalculably rarely obtained, and we're thinking, well, I'd rather not. I'd rather associate with someone else. So this is called Maya. This is called Maya. Illusion. And Maya is very strong. Srila Prabhupada said that we, after traveling, wandering through this material world for many lifetimes, unlimited number of lifetimes, millions, finally we have come to Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, we are standing on the threshold of eternity. We're right there at the door. All we have to do is step through, and that is that. Having come long, painful, arduous journey. But here we are standing at the door and we think, no. I'd rather go somewhere else. So this is called Maya. Yes. So one of the first things we should do as devotees, one of the most important things we should do, is take stock of our good fortune. And regularly remind ourselves, go over the points that I'm fortunate in this way and that way, and the likelihood of my having that fortune is so small like this. And then, that can be an inspiration. A devotee who is feeling even a little bit, the potency of that understanding of what is really my good fortune. A devotee is just a little bit will be 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day will not be enough for their desire to engage in Krishna's service. 24 hours a day will not be enough. 7 days in a week will not be enough. They'll simply want to be engaged always, always. And therefore, in fact, in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada lists out in the 18th chapter, there are 9 characteristics of bhava, of bhava, devotional service on the level of ecstatic love, or very advanced devotional service. Number one is that devotee on that level does not waste any time in devotional service ever. Not 1 second. That time, the devotee knows time, this time, the opportunity to engage in devotional service is so rare, so valuable. As Chanakya Pandit said, you cannot buy 1 second back for all the wealth in the universe. Not 1 second. You may be able to buy back many things if you lose them. But that time, even 1 second of it, you cannot buy back, even if you have all the wealth. Yes. So to get that opportunity, that is some sign of extreme good fortune. And we should try to be mindful of that, regularly mindful. And be very careful if we see that the material energy starts to influence us and we start overlooking that. And finally come to the point of seeing faults in that and seeing it, that situation of being in the association of devotees, as being undesirable. You start seeing like that, then you must know, I'm in very dangerous mire here. I better watch out, otherwise I'm going to just be smashed into the ground. This is very important. It's so important even that in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatti Goswami, they say that if when one sees a devotee, one does not feel joyful, that is considered aparad. Yeah. That is considered aparad. You don't feel joyful. So there are more verses here quoted by Lord Chaitanya. Ata atyantikam kshemam vichamo bhavato naga samsare smin shanardo pi satsanga sevadir rina. O devotees, O you who are free from all sins, let me inquire from you about that which is supremely auspicious for all living entities. Association with a pure devotee for even half a moment in this material world is the greatest treasure for human society. This is also Srimad Bhagavatam, it's 11:2:13. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti rit karma risayana kata taj joshanad ash vapa varga vartmani shudha ratir bhaktir anu kramishyati. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees, and it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens, and gradually one attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. And this is actually again Lord Kapila, just a few verses later than the very first verse we read. This is 3:25:25. We just read 3:25:21. Asat sangat yaga e vaishnav acha. Stri sangi Eka Asadhu Krishna Bhakta I in the space. A Vaishnava should always avoid the association of ordinary people. Common people are very much materially attached, especially to women or the opposite sex. Vaishnavas should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of Lord Krishna. This verse, or something very similar, is quoted elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya is asked by some devotees, how do you recognize a Vaishnava? And Lord Chaitanya says, along these lines, or perhaps even exactly this verse, Asat Sangha Tyaga A Vaishnava Cha. You can recognize a Vaishnava in that this is a person who rejects the association of the Asat Sangha, those materialistic people. That's a Vaishnava. You see some person, but they're actually moving in that environment of materialistic association, then you know that this is not really so much Vaishnava like that. Or if Vaishnava means very much lower level. Or, of course, in the case of preachers, in Chaitanya Bhagavata, there's a verse which says that even if I see Lord Nityananda going into the drinking house, I will never doubt him, because I know he's just gone to help the fallen souls. Yeah, that's anyway, that's another thing. That's also part of Asat Sangha Tyaga, giving up their association, because you're giving up their association, but to the point of being merciful and inspired in Krishna consciousness to help them. Yeah. So when we see people who are attached like this to members of the opposite sex, not just to women, but to members of the opposite sex, and they're always kind of moving in those circles and interacting in certain ways, playful and, you know, whimsical ways, then you know that this association should be avoided. Yeah. Satyam shocham dayamonam buddhyahi shriya yasha shama samodamo bhagascheti yat sangad yati sangshayam teshva santeshu mudheshu kanditat mas vasadu shu Sangam na kuryat chocheshu yoshit krida mrigeshu cha na tatasya bhaven moho bandas chanya prasangata yoshit sangat yata pumso yata tat sangi sangata. By association with worldly people, one becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of the mind, control of the senses, fortune, and all opportunities. One should not at any time associate with a coarse fool who is bereft of the knowledge of self-realization and who is no more than a toy animal in the hands of a woman. The illusion and bondage that accrue to a man from attachment to any other object are not as complete as that resulting from association with a woman or with men too much attached to women. And this is again Lord Kapila. And for the ladies, we could mention that Srila Prabhupada in the purport there explains that it applies in the same way
vice versa. Yeah. That for women, the big Maya is men. And women too much attached to men. We see that sometimes in our association of devotees, that some lady starts becoming attached to men, and soon by her association, other ladies who weren't disturbed, they become disturbed. And we've seen this so many times, so many times. So that's both ways. Purport, these verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:31, 33-35, were spoken by Kapila Dev, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to his mother. Herein, Kapila Dev discusses pious and impious activities and the symptoms of those who are devoid of devotional service to Krishna. Generally, people do not know about the miserable conditions within the womb of a mother in any species of life. Due to bad association, one gradually falls into lower species. Association with women is greatly stressed in this regard. When one becomes attached to women, or to those who are attached to women, one falls down into the lower species. Purusha prakriti sto hi bhute prakriti jan gana karanam gunasangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. Bhagavad Gita 13:22. According to Vedic civilization, one's association with women should be very much restricted. In spiritual life, there are four ashrams: brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasi. The brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi are completely forbidden to associate with women. Only grihasthas are allowed to associate with women under certain very much restricted conditions. That is, one associates with women to propagate nice children. Other reasons for association are condemned. So as we said, this applies vice versa. And Prabhupada, if you look in the purports of these verses in the Bhagavatam, you'll see he applies it directly in the vice versa sense to women in relation to men. This is the essence of material life. Pumsa streamitimi bhavanitam tayor mito ridhaya grantim ahu aho griha kshetra sutapta vritaya janasya mahoyam aham mameti. That is what the canto was it said, and anyway, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's stating that the basic principle of material existence is the attraction between male and female. On the basis of this attraction, one becomes attached to one's body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. So it's like that. Hridaya grantim. The knot within the heart becomes tied. And what is the knot tied to? It's tied to the material world. Through this pumsa, striya, male-female interaction. Male-female interaction. Hridaya grantim ahu. That knot is tied, and when the knot is tied, then one thinks, oh, this way, that way, I, mine, my body, my wife's or husband's body, our children, their bodies, our house, our possessions, and this and that. Yes. In this way, one increases life's illusions. So here, yeah, Lord Chaitanya is making this point very strongly. Whereas on one side, on one side, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula, higher sadhu sangha, that your devotional service takes birth through association with devotees. And not only that, Krishna Prema Janma, that you're coming to the topmost platform of Krishna consciousness, and naturally at every step in between. This is all dependent. The main part will always be that association, good association with devotees. But on the other hand, material existence, it also means association. You get that bad association, finished. Your material life simply increases and you become lost in the material world. Yes, so these very powerful and very important points for us to grasp in Krishna consciousness. Any comments or questions? Because that was the way he saw them. Bhava is not, you know, a diplomatic bluffer. Of course, there is the conception of pure devotee on different levels, but certainly one who has given his or her life to serving Krishna and given up the family situation, parents and everything that one came from, and simply serving Krishna. What is that? That's pure devotional service. Yeah. Of course, on a higher level, it means when all the residual effects of having been in material life have gradually become, have dissolved away. Yeah. But we don't need to only be attached to that conception. Yeah. We don't need to only be attached to that conception. Of course we should be mindful. And if one of those who by that standard that Prabhupada mentioned is to be considered a pure devotee starts going off track, then think that no, they're not, they're a pure devotee, so I don't need to say anything. Of course then, if one really saw that, one would understand that the person has deviated from the standard which Prabhupada was applying. Yeah. So even then, it's also a valid consideration. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.